Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Thursday, November 3rd, 2022. Expect heavy traffic during the Feast of Sharing by Mercedes Cordero. The 2022 HEB Feast of Sharing will take place from 4 to 8 p.m. Friday at the Horseshoe Arena. Those attending the 20th annual holiday dinner should anticipate heavy traffic, the county stated in a press release. The entrance on the south side of the Horseshoe will be open, but because of I-20 construction, the service road will allow westbound traffic only. To enter through the east entrance, attendees will have to travel south on Garfield. Cars traveling in the outside lane of Garfield will have to enter the Horseshoe Arena, the county said in a press release. Cars wanting to continue south to go over the Cotton Flat Road overpass will need to use the inside lane. All northbound traffic on Garfield will have to continue driving north. Community Roundup. Feast of Sharing. Join HEB for the 20th annual Feast of Sharing holiday dinner Friday at the Horseshoe Arena. The event includes a free dinner and live music, arts and crafts, children's activities, and entertainment for the whole family from 4 to 8 p.m. Learn more at heb.com/feast. Punt, pass, and kick competition. All boys and girls ages 6 through 15 will have the opportunity to exhibit their football skills when the City of Midland Parks and Recreation Division hosts the Punt, Pass, and Kick competition at 6 p.m. November 9th at Astound Broadband Stadium. Punt, pass, and kick football competition allows youngsters to showcase their talents in punting, passing, and kicking with scores based on distance and accuracy. Participants are encouraged to register online at ppkusa.com/participant-registration. Pop Spot Midland returns. After a successful show in the spring of 2022, Midland's famous pop-up shopping experience will return to the Bush Convention Center this holiday season, November 10th and 11th. Guests will have the opportunity to peruse from over 70 vendors while shopping small, giving back, and having fun, as Stacy Gross, Pop Spot founder and president, would say. Attendees are encouraged to purchase $20 VIP tickets and enjoy an exclusive cocktail hour, swag bags filled with one-time offers from local West Texas businesses, and chic shopping experience from 4 to 9 p.m. November 10th. VIP ticket sales will be donated directly in support of the Boys and Girls Club of the Permian Basin and the West Texas Food Bank. Free general admission shopping will begin at 10 a.m. November 11th at the Bush Convention Center. Calendar. Annual Gem and Jewelry Show sponsored by Midland Gem and Mineral Society, Saturday and Sunday at the Bush Convention Center. Texas Recycles Day, November 12th at Midland College Shap Center parking lot. Hunt for Heroes Banquet, November 15th at the Bush Convention Center. State of Education on November 16th at Bush Convention Center. The annual Gingerbread Haven December 6th at the Horseshoe. What's up with Midland? Becky's Flowers, Christmas open house, Friday and Saturday. At the Bush Convention Center, Midland's Gem and Minerals Society annual show, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday. At the Bush Tennis Center, All-American Veterans Barbecue Cook-Off, November 11th and 12th. At the Horseshoe Arena, the HEB Feast of Sharing, Friday. Christmas Village Market, Saturday and Sunday. High Stakes Production, Sunday. Heart Energy Executive Oil Conference, November 15th and 16th. The Gifty Grinchmas Market, November 18th and 19th. Silver Spur Trade Show, November 19th and 20th. Cardin International Circus, November 21st at the Horseshoe Arena. At La Hacienda Event Center, Point Blank Bomber and Atrix, Friday. Intocable y Grupo Vision, Saturday. Los Dos Canales, Voz de Mando, Canales y la Explosiva, November 11th. Gary Allen, November 18th. Grupo Arriesgado, Los Tres de la Palma y Adolfo Urias, November 25th. Midland Community Theater. Of Men and Cars, Friday and Saturday, November 11th and 12th. A Christmas Carol, November 25th through 27th. At the Museum of the Southwest. Midland Downtown Farmers Market, Saturday, November 12th and 26th. At the Reserve, Mimosa Bar Crawl, Saturday. At the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, West Texas Symphony, Saturday. Tim Allen, November 11th, must be over 18. Chavo Rucos Tour, November 13th. Puppy Pals Live from America's Got Talent, November 15th. Joe Bonamassa, the Guitar Event of the Year, November 16th. A Magical Cirque Christmas, November 20th. And Lindsay Sterling, the Snow Waltz Tour, November 21st. Three things to do in Midland. Break a Sweat, a destination running event held every autumn in the Tall City. The Energy City Race is comprised of four different race options: 13.1 miles, 10K, 5K, and a kids' 1K fun run. Hosted by the Midland Athletic Company, the race usually attracts more than 1,100 runners from Texas and surrounding states. A windy time but pure fun, the running event takes over Fasken Oil and Ranch this weekend. For more information and how to register, visit energycityrace.com. 7 a.m. Saturday, November 5th at 6101 Holiday Hill Road. Start Christmas decorating. Looking to get into the holiday spirit early? Head over to the Horseshoe Arena for the Christmas Village Market and shop all things wreaths, door hangers, boutique clothing, and more. A Christmas-themed painting class also will be available to customers, as well as on-site Santa and Grinch. Other festivities include sips and treats from local shops, as well as a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation costume contest at 2 p.m. Saturday. For more information, visit MidlandHorseshoeArena.com. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday at 2514 Arena Trail. Enjoy Musical Arts. In their second installment of their Masterworks series, the West Texas Symphony features violinist Fiona Shea, who is currently pursuing a Bachelor of Music degree at the Colburn Conservatory. Originally from Lubbock, the musician has performed with an array of symphonies. The symphony will play three arrangements. Visit WTXS.org for a listing as well as more information on Ms. Shea. To buy a ticket, visit WagnerKnoll.com. Saturday, doors open at 6:30 p.m., show at 7:30 p.m. at Wagner Knoll, 1310 Farm to Market, 1788.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram for Health and Wellness for Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. MMH to open Ronald McDonald Family Home. Ronald McDonald House Charities of the Southwest and Midland Memorial Hospital have partnered together to offer a Ronald McDonald Family Room to the families of patients at MMH. There will be a ribbon cutting and open house for the public from noon to 1:30 p.m. Thursday. Quote, Ronald McDonald House Charities of the Southwest is excited for our new partnership with Midland Memorial Hospital, end quote, said Emmanuel Ramirez, president and CEO of RMHC of the Southwest. Quote, we are looking forward to expanding our reach in Midland and to serve more families and children with the newly built Ronald McDonald Family Room at MMH. The family room will provide families a place to rest and regroup while remaining just steps away from their child. We are grateful to Midland Memorial Hospital and the Midland community for welcoming us. Quote, we are eager to work with MMH and the community to ensure families remain close together when their child needs medical care. End quote. The Ronald McDonald Family Room provides a personal respite inside the hospital for families of children undergoing medical treatment. This room offers many of the comforts of home, a living room, kitchen, and laundry facilities to help alleviate the anxiety of being in a hospital environment for families while remaining only a heartbeat away from their child. Any family who has a hospitalized child is welcome without charge. Quote, we are thrilled to partner with Ronald McDonald House Charities to offer this resource to our families at Midland Memorial Hospital, end quote, said Lori Dias, Director of Women's and Children's Services at MMH. Quote, a comfortable place for families together close to their child while receiving medical care is irreplaceable, end quote. The Ronald McDonald Family Room is located on the fourth floor of Midland Memorial Hospital, off the main lobby.
UTPB Advisor, Enjoy Student Connection. Director Viesca, Making a Mark Already by Ruth Campbell. A desire for more personalized environment was one reason Veronica Viesco decided to take the Director of Academic Advising position at the University of Texas Permian Basin. Viesca has been in the education for about 15 years. She served at UT Tyler for 14 years and arrived in Odessa in April. Viesca is from Tatum in East Texas. She earned a Bachelor of Business Administration and Management from UT Tyler, a Master of Science in Human Resource Development from UT Tyler, and is currently working on a doctorate in educational leadership in higher education from Stephen F. Austin University. Viesca said UTPB appealed to her because it's still relatively small and UT Tyler has grown exponentially. I can still get the homely feeling that I was losing at Tyler, she said. Viesca has a team of 15 advisors and she is responsible for. To help students by doing one-on-one with doing everything from their schedule to getting registered up for courses. She had an equivalent position at UT Tyler for a while, but with all the growth and expansion, there was some shifting around, so they used a different model of advising where it was decentralized. At UTPB, it's centralized. Vieska said both her parents were in education. Her mother was a teacher and her father sits on the school board. Her sister is in art education in San Antonio. Education has always been in the family, but when I got to UT Tyler, I had a professor, and he said, "Veronica, you just know everybody here in the undergraduate program." He said, "Have you ever thought about being an advisor?" I had no clue what an advisor was. I ended up like doing some research, and so she hired me. I didn't really have to do anything. So I was a peer advisor for a while for the College School of Business in Tyler. She also did accounts payable and accounts receivable for an oil and gas company in Kilgore part-time. After she earned her undergraduate degree, she had a full-time position up in the advising center. She applied for it and got it. Vieska said she enjoyed the connection with students at that advising offers and very important and being able to help students navigate through their college life. The office does freshman through sophomore, and they just recently did a change with our advisors. So now we have embedded advisors in the colleges. We have other advisors positioned in their department areas here on the campus to assist with our junior and senior level students. So there's not the confusion. We have someone to send them to immediately once they leave the campus. Advising is much different than when she was in college. It was like a hit and miss. They didn't have the central areas where the students could go and see someone. What they had was the faculty scattered throughout, and you had to wander across the campus and figure out who your advisor was, Vieska said. People in the arts and sciences didn't know who the advisor was for the business school, for example. A lot has changed over the years in advising. We also improved on our holistic approach to students, so not just concerned about their academics, but also what are they involved in here. What are their goals and aspirations outside of the college, and incorporating that into the passion and their talents and seeing the purpose that they have and that they excel in later on, where they want their career trajectory to go, she said. Vieska said her main advice to students is to not give up. There's a reason that they're here, and that reason is yet tenfold and to look forward to it. That's the big thing, it's not to give up, because I know a lot of students here, especially in West Texas area, tend to give up really easy, and I don't want that for them. I want them to know that they belong here. There's a place everywhere for people, and college is definitely for everyone, if you want to be, Vieska said. Being a big Disney fan and having done the internship in Orlando, Vieska said she starts her day with a quote from a Disney executive, Lee Cockrell, who said, "It's not magic that makes it work. It's the work that we do that makes it magic." Those are things that I like to remember and I like to try to bring to the Disney magic to our students here at UTPB or anywhere. I am really, and let them know that they're meant to be here, she said. UTPB Dean of Student Success Michael Frawley said Vieska is an important addition to the university. Her advising knowledge from her time at UT Tyler and her skills that our system has allowed her to immediately innovate and streamline our policies and process, making the student experience so much better and getting them to graduation on a much clearer path, Frawley said in an email.
ECISD volunteer wins State Heroes for Children Award. The State Board of Education announced on Wednesday the 15 recipients of the 2022 Heroes for Children Award. One of the honorees was Deborah McReynolds, Ector County Independent School District, SBOE District 1. McReynolds has volunteered for 8 years with the Hayes Science, Technology, Engineering, Art and Math Academy in Ector County Independent School District, ISD. As a volunteer, she restored a storeroom into a fully functioning science laboratory. The news release said she has also set up a rock exploration laboratory where students get hands-on experience learning about different types of rocks. She is currently responsible for operating the science laboratory where students and teachers take turns enjoying her fun and engaging lessons through the program Shark Finder. Her wealth of knowledge in setting up science laboratories and her passion for sharing her love of science has positively impacted ECISD students. Established in 1994, the Heroes for Children Award is designed to recognize excellence in advocacy for education and to highlight the many outstanding volunteers whose efforts represent significant contributions to public schools systems in Texas. Since its inception, the award has provided a means to recognize Texas residents who render selfless acts of service by offering their time, effort, and support to public schools and students. The award honors volunteers who have made outstanding contributions to student learning or who have demonstrated sustained periods of involvement and support of public education. Each year, the 15-member board recognizes one hero from each of their districts. 2022 honorees have given a combined 233 years of service to Texas public school systems and their communities. The board has recognized 510 Texans since the award's inception. The selfless acts of service performed by these award winners have significantly contributed to the betterment of Texas public schools, said SBOE Chair Dr. Kevin Ellis. The State Board of Education is honored to recognize these individuals with this award. I know they will continue to inspire not only our students, but also to inspire others to volunteer and support our public schools.
Losing weight according to BMI. Dear Dr. Roach, I was confused by your column the other day, as well as the response regarding weight loss to a writer who is losing height due to aging and/or osteoporosis. Would it be possible to please obtain more information about why it's not necessary to lose weight unless someone is in the morbidly obese range? I am confused. You also said that it's okay to be in the overweight range of the BMI and remain healthy. What about the obese range of the BMI? Many people, including myself, have vacillated between the overweight and obese range for quite a few years and don't feel healthy and would like to lose weight. I try to eat well and I exercise regularly, so I am unclear on why this is considered sustainable unless I reach the morbidly obese range. I am tired of people's fat phobia. Perhaps your column was an attempt to normalize being overweight and obese in order to avoid fat phobia, which is rampant in society. I could understand that perspective, but I am still curious about the actual health effects of not losing weight or why you said it wasn't necessary. Answer. I try to base my recommendations on evidence when possible, and the evidence is pretty strong that being overweight does not increase a person's overall risk of death. While this area remains controversial, the most recent data suggests that a BMI, the body mass index, is a flawed but widely used way of adjusting weight for a person's height, in the overweight range is not a significant harm, and in some studies may have an improved mortality rate compared with people who are in the normal range. However, people who are obese do have a clearer worsening in mortality risk, and the risk depends strongly on a person's waist size. A smaller waist size for both men and women is associated with improved mortality rates at every level of BMI, reflecting the fact that abdominal obesity, a body shape sometimes called, quote, apples, end quote, is much different and much worse than obesity around the hips and thighs, quote, pears, end quote. At very high levels of obesity, called morbid obesity, there is an increase in mortality that gets worse and worse as the BMI goes up. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach.
Dear Abby, we have a group of friends who get together most Friday nights. We go out to eat, meet for drinks, or gather at one of the group members' homes for dinner and drinks. One person in particular constantly complains about everything every single week. They don't like the restaurant that was chosen, or the food the host prepared, or the place the pizza was ordered from. Once, they kept repeatedly telling the host they wanted to punch the host's son in the face because he was rude to the host on his way out for the evening. This guest's spouse also nitpicks relentlessly. It makes everybody uncomfortable. It has reached the point that the group doesn't want to get together anymore because of the damper this couple puts on the evening. My spouse and I haven't seen the group for several weeks now, but we miss them. Is there a polite way to tell this couple their negativity is a drag on the rest of the group, and maybe they should seek professional help or learn to keep their mouths shut? Down with the downer. Dear Down, no, there isn't, but you could stop inviting this particular couple. If you were asked about it, all you have to say is that you grew tired of their constant criticism, which put a damper on the events. Dear Abby, my daughter is married with two children, and so far she's happy with a wonderful husband and a beautiful home. My concern, or curiosity, is that they have hung professionally done photos of themselves, their kids, their friends, and candid images from their wedding in many of the rooms on the first floor, but there are none of my husband and me, or the other grandparents. Every Christmas we receive another framed family photo of them. What would you think if we gifted them a lovely portrait of us? Unseen in Minnesota. Dear Unseen, I think it's worth a try, but don't be offended if they don't display it. They appear to be so centered on their nuclear family that there isn't room for anyone else in their picture-perfect house. Dear Abby, recently my wife told me her brothers have been mad at her for more than a decade and don't talk to her because of something I said at a family get-together 12 years ago. I asked what they were mad about and what the discussion was about that upset them, but they didn't say. They just quit contacting her. To me, it's childish and rude to treat their sister that way. Do you have any thoughts or suggestions? Did not know in the South. Dear Did Not, yes, I do. The term for what your wife's brothers have been doing is passive aggression. Because your wife's brothers aren't willing to address the issue, nothing can be done to resolve it. This is why I suggest the two of you, and whatever other relatives you do get along with, go on with your lives and waste no more time looking back. Dear readers, time flies. Daylight savings time ends at 2 a.m. Sunday. Don't forget to turn your clocks back 1 hour at bedtime tonight. And while you're at it, be sure to put fresh batteries in your fire alarms and smoke detectors. Love, Abby.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.